Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the different avenues of doing good deeds. Today's hadith an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal man ghada ila al-masjid uraha a'adda Allah lahu fil jannati nuzulan kullama ghada uraha muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever goes to the masjid at the times of dawn and dusk, dawn and dusk meaning goes in the morning, goes at night, in the evening to the masjid. So the person is going at these two times, he's making the point of going to the masjid. What does Allah Ta'ala give him for doing this? Just for going to the masjid in the night and going to the masjid in the morning. Allah Ta'ala prepares for him a special feast in Jannat. For every occasion he went to the masjid at times of dawn and at dusk. So here we must really believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing a special feast. This is not an ordinary feast. This is a feast of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person has a complimentary card access to a certain lounge or has an access to a certain dinner, and a person feels that I'm so privileged that I've got access to a certain dinner. This is not an ordinary dinner or ordinary feast. This is the dinner or the feast of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the reception of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mind can't imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got in place for a person that goes to the morning in the night, goes to the masjid in the morning, goes to the masjid at night, what Allah ta'ala has got in place. And we must firmly believe that every time I'm coming to the masjid, I'm getting this ticket of a feast in Jannah. Ulama explained, it doesn't just mean that he's getting a ticket only, or he's getting a complimentary access to that feast in Jannah. What it means, Allah Ta'ala will give him Jannah. Because how can you get the feast in Jannah if you are in Jahannam? Allah Ta'ala will put this person into Jannah just because he's going at night to the masjid, he's going in the morning to the masjid. Allah Ta'ala appreciates this so much. So it's little effort on our side, but we must have yakin that I just banked away another feast with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. Have that yakin, and then it motivates a person. One of our elders mentioned that the easy way to create motivation in us because we are weak, the easy way to create motivation is think of these favors that Allah Ta'ala has promised us. Think of the promises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is mentioned to us, and then it will help us motivate ourselves. Even feeling tired, we're feeling lazy also, we are thinking that I am throwing one feast away by me not going to the masjid. Let me go to the masjid. At least I can bang this also so that I can see it in Akhirat, the feast and the reception that is presented by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One more short hadith. And Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya nisa' al-muslimat la tahqiranna jaratan li jaratiha walau firsan ishatin, muttafaqun alayh. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Muslim woman, no neighbor should regard anything as insignificant for another neighbor, even if it is a sheep's trotter. Even if it is a sheep's trotter, what we normally call paya, don't consider this insignificant to send for your neighbor something. And the benefit and the beauty of this hadith is sometimes a person thinks to himself, it is such a small thing, I can't send it next door, or I can't give a person as a gift. He's thinking to himself, it's so insignificant. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, they don't even consider this trotter, sheep's trotter, something that was considered insignificant. The head of the animal, the head of the sheep, the head of the goat, was something that they would consider something as valuable, and the trotter was something that was very, very cheap. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, don't consider this cheap. Even if it's something that is simple, something that is cheap, even then also share between the neighbors. And there's so much of beauty in this hadith, because the person thinks to himself, only if I got something expensive to give, then I must give, or something valuable. But love is created when simple things are shared. Simple things are shared. Person has got some sweets, some chocolates, he sends it for his neighbor. Something is cooked, something simple, sends one dish for the neighbor sends for him. It's such a pleasurable life. Everyone doesn't have to feel difficult, that only when I got a special dish cooked, then I must send it. Here the hadith is saying, don't even look down. A neighbor shouldn't regard it as insignificant that another neighbor has given him a trotter, a little bit of paya I sent for him. Don't consider this as insignificant. One explanation. Another explanation ulama give to this is that when you receive something, then don't consider what you received from the next person as insignificant. It's something so simple. No, value that thing. as Mullah Wasila Rahmatullah Ali, whenever anybody would give him any gift, he would take out two hands and he'll go like this, and he'll take it from that person as though he's in need of it, even though he may not need it. But the way he'll present himself that he's so much in need of it, to make that person feel nice, that he came and he gave me something, make him feel nice as though I am genuinely in need of it, how happy the person gets. So what we learn from here is Islam is about simple things. It's not about being extravagant and only a person has got very, very expensive and valuable things, then he will share. Share even the simple things. These are simple things that create muhabbat in the heart. Imagine you got a community like that, where people don't have any pride, any type of haughtiness. Whatever they got, they share it. One sweet, as the Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali, he would put sometimes in his hand in his pocket, take out one sweet, give one child. Now to be seen Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab, Damod Barakat home, that whenever the people come and meet him, he says, one salam, one badam. One salam, one badam. That anybody comes to make salam, he gives him one badam. Simple. Nothing extravagant. The person comes and meets him, he gives him one badam. So like that, the person gives one sweet, one badam. So muhabbat is created. These are small gestures. Nothing about the amount, but it's just a gesture of muhabbat that spreads love in the community. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.